From Tidbits on November 4th, 2013, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Josh Centers talks Apple Finances, email, and Mavericks on Tech Night Owl. Tidbits managing editor Josh Centers joined host Gene Steinberg of the Tech Night Owl Live podcast to discuss Apple's financial situation, the conflict between OS 10.9 Mavericks Mail and Gmail, pros and cons of iOS 7 and 10.9 Mavericks, and why patents should be abolished. Why your videos won't preview in OS 10.9 Mavericks. You might have noticed that some of your videos no longer have a finder preview in Mavericks. Macworld's Chris Breen discovered that Apple has deprecated many of its older codecs in favor of the iOS-compatible H.264 and MPEG-4. To watch older video files, you must convert them with QuickTime X, install Apple's professional codecs, or use a more capable app like QuickTime 7 Pro or MPlayer X. 90-word review of Tweetbot 3 for iPhone. An iOS 7 redesign of the popular Twitter client for power users, Tweetbot 3 is an all-new app, currently on sale for $2.99. Functionally, it adds background refreshing, tweet drafts, inline notifications, muting, iCloud syncing of timeline position and direct messages, read status, and more. Visually, the new design ditches Tweetbot's traditional robot theme in favor of trendy flatness and custom transitions. It's fun, but sometimes difficult to navigate. Regardless, Tweetbot 3 remains the fastest and most reliable iPhone Twitter app, especially with at-name lookups in the Tweet Composer. Pulling the String with Joe Kissel. Tidbits editor Joe Kissel joined host Benjamin Alexander on the Pulling the String podcast. The pair discuss Joe's Tidbits origin story, hulking out on mail in OS 10.9 Mavericks, Nisus Writer Pro, and Joe's latest book, Take Control of Upgrading to Mavericks. Joe Kissel says sayonara to Gmail. After Joe's frustrations with how Apple Mail in OS 10.9 Mavericks interacts with Gmail's bolted-on IMAP implementation, he found himself having to choose between the two, and decided to stick with Mail, despite its problems in Mavericks. In this article for Macworld, Joe details how he moved his email from Gmail to a more standards-compliant IMAP email provider. 79-word review of Fantastical 2 for iPhone. Fantastical 2 brings a flat redesign to the lighted iPhone calendar app, while offering both light and dark themes. New in this version is the capability to create, edit, and view reminders. You can also expand snippets with text expander support, use typed or spoken natural language to add reminders and events, see maps of event locations, and scroll through upcoming events in the day ticker. Temporarily on sale for $2.99, it's a fantastic alternative to Apple's Humdrum calendar app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.